Fred Film Radio, Persian Film Festival, Sydney, Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio. I'm here with Amin Palanghi, the festival director of the Persian International Film Festival. Good afternoon, Amin.
Good afternoon. It's good to see you again.
Yes, it's our yearly appointment.
That's
I would say.
That's right.
This is the time of the year. Amin, this is, if I'm not wrong, the ninth edition of the festival. That runs in Sydney at the Palace Cinemas from the 3rd to the 6th of December. And the Persian International Film Festival is dedicated to Iranian cinema and Persian-speaking filmmakers outside Iran. That's a good description, I think.
I would say so, yes.
So, and I think in the last couple of years, we have seen a very rich program that includes also an academic segment.
Yeah.
And this year we have a panel discussion, a book launch, and a special online screening. Yeah. So tell us more about this augmented program.
Sure. So the academic program has been something that we wanted to... I guess it brings in a different crowd and different conversation. The idea is that we have viewers that are, regularly come to the festival, very interested in Persian cinema, but also like to have an atmosphere to discuss certain topics. This year we were fortunate because we have a writer named Sanaz Futuhi who published her book, so we used that as an opportunity to open up a conversation around filmmaking in Afghanistan, because the book is about a film that was made in Afghanistan. And so we, you know, have an online forum, the film is available to view for people before the discussion. And,
oh, that's nice.
Yep, so is they people can watch the film and then they could be engaged in the discussion.
Oh, that's very
on
clever.
The day. It's easier that way, I think. Then people know what the moderators are talking about.
Yeah.
So that's sort of our academic program. Regularly we have our feature and our short films program.
So 6 features, 2 documentaries and 8 shorts this year.
That's correct, yes.
So tell us about the program highlights and...
Sure.
I think the audience is really happy to... listen to a description of the films?
Sure, of course. This year has been a tough year for majority of the festivals.
Absolutely.
Around the world.
Yeah.
To be honest, around mid-year, we were thinking of maybe, we're just going to have the festival online if we're going to have it. But fortunately, we are lucky in New South Wales that the restrictions are a bit less. And so we decided to have the program. Although slightly smaller than last year, we still have our awards program in feature and in short film category. And as you mentioned, 2 special documentary films. The films are varied in themes and I guess in terms of genres. I feel like I've matured a bit more as a programmer after 9 years. And when I, look at the submissions and also some of the films that have made a lot of highlights around the world throughout, I have a look at films that firstly capture... they do have like that artistic quality, of course, but they also capture a variety of stories, voices, and also even the different sort of genres that filmmakers are working on. We have a mixture of films that were made in Iran and those that are outside of Iran. Not many films this year were submitted to us from Afghanistan or Tajikistan, and so the majority of films are made by Iranian filmmakers from the Persian-speaking world. We have number of films, 3 films to be exact, that are dealing with mother-son stories. We have a comedy that is quite unique, I would say, called The Hairy Tale, something that's a bit rare from Iran, that is more technically quite well done, but also a comedy that sort of captures that sort of Persian humor, I would say. In the past years, because of the social situation in Iran. A lot of social dramas are made that are looking at certain difficulties or restrictions in the society or state. So to have it, comedy is quite refreshing, I would say.
Yes, indeed.
We have a film called Slaughterhouse that is looking at, it's very contemporary, in fact, current. It really is capturing what is happening, what the pulse of the society is right now, and how they're dealing with the sanctions, the huge inflation and financial situation, and how that is having an impact on individuals in sort of, I guess, forcing them to behave in a way that they wouldn't be proud of, for example, but in sort of capturing those difficulties and how to survive in a community like that. Our opening night film, Sun Mother, which is one of my favorites, hence it's the opening night film, it's by Mahnaz Mahmoudi. This film was at Toronto Film Festival. Yeah. And it's the only feature film in our program that is by a female filmmaker, which, so as I mentioned, I'm very proud that we have this. It's a brilliant film, and it captures the nuances of a mother and a son, and also the pressures that they each go through throughout the story. And we have a film called Paris that was made outside of Iran. This one is coming straight from Berlin Film Festival, or Berlinale.
Which was the only film festival that happened this year.
That's
because
right.
It was just before,
yes. Yes. Well, it's Berlin and us, so it's not bad. We're bookending the year well. So Paris is made by Siamak Etemadi, is made outside of Iran in Greece. The film is made, and I chose it because it's sort of, aside from the narrative of the film, it's capturing nuances around cultural differences. It's about a traditional husband and wife who come in search of their son to Greece. They can't really relate to the European culture, or even hardly speak the language, and they can't find their son. So I like the terrain that the filmmaker is going in, sort of showcasing how a migrant might feel in this completely oblivious environment to them, and how they sort of manage to survive within that. So I like what it was doing there. And we have two extraordinary documentaries. I would really highlight Sunless Shadows by Mehrdad Özkuy, an incredibly celebrated filmmaker. This film, swiped all the awards at the documentary festivals last year, so we're very proud to have the premiere of it here. It follows on his previous film. He's working recently a lot with women who are in rehabilitation centers in Iran. So again, the amount of access and his filmmaking, unintimidated filmmaking, I find is absolutely mind-blowing. Especially, you know, considering the distances and the cultural difficulties at times between men, women, yeah. And these are just women-only places that he gain, obviously has a lot of trust established and gains access to them. And I guess for me, one of the highlights, perhaps the highest highlight of the festival.
The highlight
is the premiere of The Chess of the Wind. And this film is rediscovered and restored to 4K. Recently, it was at Cannes Film Festival, and I think at Toronto and New York Film Festival, they screened this. So we're having an Australian premiere of it. It's a film that was made in 1978, just before Iran's revolution, and sort of just disappeared. Like nobody really knew much about it or had seen it. But suddenly it got restored thanks to support from Film Foundation and the George Lucas family. And we're incredibly proud to be able to close the festival with it. In addition, we have 8 short films. They're all some of the, you know, top celebrated short films. all of the short films, in a way, they've been even more successful than the features in terms of their festival runs. They've been in Berlin, Venice, Cannes, like all over the major A-list film festivals. Yeah. And four of them are by male filmmakers and four are by female. So we've managed to have an equality. Yes. And there, which again makes me quite happy and proud to be able to have in the program.
Great program.
Thank you.
And actually is very varied. There is a something for everybody in terms of taste and genres.
Yeah.
I would like to go back to the opening night film, Son Mother, because there's a brilliant screenplay by Mohamed Razoulouf.
Yes, am I correct? That's right, yes.
Yeah. And so I guess you said that it's quite a special film. Is this the main reason why you have chosen this as an opening night film? Is there any particular reason? Because opening night films are always a specific director choice.
Yes. Yes, it's a great question. I mean, we've already opened the festival a few times by Mohamed Razoulouf. I'm obviously a fan. to tell you the truth, I found that he's a writer after I made the choice. It really was the story itself and Mahnaz Mohammadi's direction that I was interested in. And then when I read that, you know, when I realized actually that it's written by Razoulouf, I felt like this is fate.
I have to have it.
I just must have it. No questions asked. I felt, yeah, especially, I mean, you know, your audiences and yourself are probably aware of what's happening with him in Iran and his imprisonment and sentence and all that. While fortunately he still manages to work, obviously, and have other creative filmmakers make them into reality, this is quite fabulous. And the choice for it, I have to say, was purely on, you know, the way this female filmmaker managed to capture this relationship between a son and a mother, and especially a young son and a mother, and sort of, I guess, the nuances of that relationship and the pressures they feel because there's no husband in the picture, but a man that is sort of pursuing the mother and is causing some issues between the son and the mother. So this was why I showed it. And also in sort of the atmosphere of the opening night film, I thought it might be good for once to have a film that doesn't completely traumatize our
audiences.
Yes, because there's been some years that I have selected films that were, I mean, really strong. And I think this perhaps makes our festival pretty unique because generally programmers choose a film that's a bit more fun in the spirit of the festivities and the parties and stuff. And I just get emotionally too engaged, just can't resist when there's something. A filmmaker that's done such an amazing work in capturing something, I feel like they deserve to,
and that's,
you know,
why
be
we
there.
Love Iranian cinema. Never dull.
Yes, I know, you're in for a ride. But, I mean, you know, this year perhaps I managed to spice it up with some lighter tones and comedies, so I feel good about that, yeah.
And, I mean, talking about the closing night film, the Chess of the Wind, I really have to, for full disclosure here, because I know that the film was restored by the Cineteca di Bologna.
That's
And Bologna is my hometown.
Yes.
So full disclosure for that, I could be a bit partisan, but we do love the work that Gianluca Farinelli and his team I do at the Cineteca di Bologna. Yeah. And when I was browsing the program and I saw that the Chess of the Wind was restored by the Cineteca, and oh my God, I've talked about that during the interview.
Yes, of course. Look, it's amazing. I mean, you have no idea how thankful I feel, and we are, I'm sure. I mean, there's only two films from Iran that they've done, and it is just incredible. I looked at their whole program. I was like, I just want to do a festival on every film they've restored because it is such an amazing job. And we simply just wouldn't be able to watch this film. You know, it's not available, and, you know, the quality was not really good enough to screen. Now you're watching this masterpiece in color, in 4K. So, as I mentioned, it feels really special. It's more than a film screening. It's like traveling to the past, especially because it's before Revolution 2. So you're looking at a very different cinematic experience, visuals, and relationships on screen. So I'm very, thank you, Cinetica Bologna. Thank you very much.
I will pass it on to...
Thank you,
to Gianluca Farinelli and his
Thank
team.
You. Yeah, and I mean, the team has been really wonderful. They've been very accommodating to us, and, you know, some of the restrictions we're facing here, so they've been really kind in sort of working with us every day to make it possible.
Very glad to hear that.
Yeah, yes.
So thank you very much, Amin, for your time.
My pleasure.
Good luck with the festival.
Thank you.
And the 9th edition of the Persian International Film Festival runs in Sydney from the 3rd to the 6th of December. I've been talking to Amin Palanghi, the festival director of the Persian International Film Festival, and I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.